Hello, this is SFS podcast number 17 plus 4. I've done 4 podcasts I need to upload before the SFS podcast about the Mafia Brooklyn. 100 most wanted people in Brooklyn, the most dangerous, obviously. You're going to hear on the list some very dangerous Brooklyn people like Roy DeMeo and Tommy Butera, the Karate Man, and all the ruthless Brooklyn legends that people look up to. Sadly, they do. Talking about that... I couldn't believe myself when I read that now they are Bloods and Crips in Salford in Manchester, and has been for over 20 years. That's where I lived for a certain amount of time. Wonder why so many people were in blue, I didn't know. So whether it's copying off Los Angeles, I do not know, but... Don't underestimate Manchester, because it is very, very, very brutal. If you get into the underworld in Manchester, it is one of the most diabolical, craziest places in Europe to live, apart from Ireland, where I used to be from. Manchester has the highest gun crime, car theft, murder rate in Europe. So be careful when you come to Manchester and you think that we're all a bunch of motherfucking British suckers, because you'll be in for a surprise of your life if you step foot into certain areas in Manchester, like Cheetham Hill, Moss Side, Long Side, Salford, Wythenshaw, Rochdale, Oldham, Moston, and a lot of other areas. And it's not good, because Manchester should be known, and I've always wanted it to be known, to have the best football team. It's not about which city is the roughest city. Every city has got rough parts to it. Even villages are rough. I used to live in a village for a couple of years, and I've seen more rough stuff in this village, which is on the outskirts of Manchester, Saddleworth, where all the rich people live. More dodgy people there than I have when living on council estates, if you believe me or not. So there's rough and dodgy people everywhere. It depends what person you are. You can live in a nice, you can live in a very bad area, but if you keep yourself to yourself, then you're all right. I've been in one of the worst hostels possible. I was even on remand for 3 weeks, and worst hostel possible, Swift Court, where there's loads of heroin addicts and stabbings going on in that hostel, and I kept myself to myself, and I had a nice flat there. I could see the whole of Manchester from there, and I enjoyed every second of it, and kept myself to myself, so nothing happened. So I'm going to review the UFC today. The biggest fight of the year, John Jones versus Daniel Cormier, and the welterweight title between Tyron Woodley and the Brazilian Miniak, or Steve Miniak. He's got great jiu-jitsu skills. I was expecting a lot from this fight between Tyron Woodley and the Miniak, if I pronounce the name properly. I thought Miniak might be a challenge for Tyron Woodley, but every time he tried to take him down, Woodley would take down the fence, was spot on. But I think that's all he trained for. I don't think he trained in his game of knocking out Miniak like he should be doing with his one hand punch. He's got very deadly when he comes to his punches. and some of his kicks. And I got to say, that fight, I nearly fell asleep, because it's one of the most boring fights I've ever seen in the history of UFC. I've got to say, that fight was so boring. I was drained by the time that Jones and Cormier came on. I had to have a cup of coffee just to make myself up again, so I could enjoy the Cormier-Jones 2 fight. But that fight was such a boring, shitty fight. You go down in one of the most boring fights ever. No offense, just stood there looking at each other. Tyron Woodley, all he was doing was trying to, you know, his takedown defense. That's all he was doing. Now, over the weekend, I went to Wales and something happened. I was in the beer garden having a steak dinner. I had enough money to get a steak dinner, right? In a little city called St. David's. I went to the toilet with Hershey, because my mum went to another place. And then I came back, and on the fucking roof, the fucking bird took my fucking steak and started eating it on the roof. I'm like, where the fuck is my steak gone? Because all of my chips, I ate my chips, I had some salad left, and the fucking bird on top of the shed that was surrounding the beer garden was eating on my fucking steak. I could see that little bastard. I said, hey, get by my fucking steak now, you stupid fucking bird. And then it fucking flew off with it in its mouth. I know what type of bird it is. It's one of them peacocks. Exotic type of bird. So I know when I see you again, it's on. So you be warned, you took my steak, you motherfucker. And all the beer garden was laughing. I said, how is this funny? Is this possibly funny for you? Don't make me turn this beer garden into ECW, because everyone will be going through every fucking table in here. That was a very expensive steak. I left it there, and that fucking bird took my steak from my plate and ate it on top of the shed when I was coming back, and it was looking me dead in the eye to say, ha 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 ha, what you gonna fucking do, Jimmy? And I said, you fucking come here with my steak now. And a little bitch of a fucking bird flew off with my fucking steak, and I see that bird again. You're gonna die, bird. So I got to say, you motherfucker, eating my steak. Even though I got another one, I protested. Got another steak, but, and I got extra chips and gravy as well. So basically I won, but it doesn't matter about that. It's the point that the bird knew. It was watching me the whole time I was eating that meal. I could see that bird lurking. I could see. Whether it's done it before to any other of the customers that have ever been there before, I don't know. But that bird is one crafty fucking bird. And soon as I went to the toilet, it picked its moment and it took my steak. Very clever of the bird, but it's the wrong steak to take it from. And it looked in the eye and it was teasing me. I could tell it was like, eating my steak, just rubbing it in my face to say, what are you going to do about it? You can't fly up this shed, because the shed was about 15 foot high. You can't fly after me, can you? Hey, Jimmy, you can't fly after me. You fucking, I'll see you again. Next time I'm in Wales, I will see you. Fucking bird. I cannot believe that shit. And then I go home and I lost my keys in under a car or something. I had to get the repairman. I had to wait 4 hours outside my door. All my neighbours were out. I was 1% battery on my phone. I had to ring the fucking recovery. I said, hurry up, I'll give you the address, man. I don't need no details. Get my fucking lock started. It cost me £120. And I say, fuck that, I'm paying off in instalments. So, come on, waited 4 hours for that. So, tonight we're covering the UFC 214, the biggest event of the summer. John Jones, is he going to come back and beat Daniel Cormier for the title? It's the biggest rematch in history. It was supposed to happen last year, but Jones got pulled from it because of steroids. I really wanted John Jones to win this fight. I didn't want Daniel Cormier to win, so if Cormier did win, I was going to be very pissed off about it. So, obviously, it's the biggest fight of the summer. Bigger than Mayweather versus Conor. And there's even going to be a bigger fight on the horizon. That'll probably be the biggest fight in UFC history, which I'll announce after the fight. I was just watching, apart from the steak incident, someone got killed around my area. Got bottled in the head outside a superstore, Lidl superstore, the Duke pub, very infamous pub. I don't drink, so I don't go in there. But there was blood everywhere when I was shopping this morning, and then there was flowers because somebody got stabbed with a broken bottle in their throat. I don't know who it was, but it was someone that lives around my area. Got into a massive argument, and there was police. There's loads of police vans around everywhere. So I don't know what that is about, and I don't really give a fuck. As long as it weren't me or someone I know, I couldn't give a rat's fucking ass about that shit. Even though I love the sight of seeing all the blood on the floor. I know I'm sick, but that's just me. New episodes of the Doggy Dog World will be coming out soon. And I've for sale on Shypark, SFS for discounts is coming up. Gumtree, Craigslist, got all the Ultimate Fighters, £7 each for all the Ultimate Fighter sets DVDs. I've been watching the one with Chael Sonnen and John Jones. Got a great cards. Sonnen's got the best team. I'm up to the final fight in the first round. I think that guy from Queens, Urijah Hall, is probably going to be the favourite to win all that. Guy from Cambridge is one of the favourites. What's the other guy? The other big guy. He broke his knee. Got a big guy. I don't know what it's called. He's on Team Jones. Probably their biggest weapon. Their strongest link. But Urijah Hall is kind of like a lone wolf. He don't get on with anyone, and he don't give a fuck what he says. He just disses anyone, and he don't give a shit about it. But I think he's probably the favourite, or the Cambridge guy, or the other guy on Jones's team, the guy who orders everyone around the house. So I'm very interested in this series, but I am selling it, so I'm being careful with the discs. Got all the discs for Ultimate Fighter. My favourite one, because I've seen quite a lot of them, is the fifth series with Nate Diaz basically winning that contest. Nate Diaz is one of the best fighters there, and even bigger fight will be the third trilogy between Diaz and McGregor. So once McGregor gets finished with Mayweather, then Diaz is on his way. But that's in the future, and as you know, I live one day at a time, moment by moment. I don't care about the future, I don't give a fuck about the past, I live every day like it's my first and my motherfucking last. I won't give a fuck. I appreciate anything. I go step by step. I live for the now. Because you live for the now. The future is the future. So you do not know what's going to happen in the future. Yes, you make plans for the future. But you do not get possessed by them plans where they're stuck in your head and you can't enjoy the now. Because the now is the now, and that's all that matters, is what's going on now. Not what's happening in a couple of hours or in a couple of days or whatever. Yes, you make plans. Yes, you strategize. But you think about, you focus on the now and what's around you. Or you'll never enjoy yourself, or you'll never be able to experience life in its full potential. Well, and that's great advice I've got, and it's helped me a lot psychologically. And guess who came up with that theory? The great Bruce Lee. And I listen to his books every day just to remind me this is how I've got to think and how I've got to live. You know, am I to go to Macadies? Like, how can I be here? You know. I've had fast food in ages, so I'm just going to go to Macadies. Like, how can I be here? Here she can have the burger, and I'll just have the fries, you know. So, the fight of the year, the fight that everyone's been waiting for, Jones versus Cormier, is about to be one hell of a fight. It was, and I will get to that later. I managed to, when I was walking, get my hands on a load of scrap metal. I got my hands on an axe and a big wooden hammer and some fishing tackle things. It was just left there, so I thought, fuck it, I'm putting it in my bag. And, you know, everyone there says about my Colt 47. Well, I went up to a fucking tree, right? And you could not punch a hole in this tree. This tree is rock hard. I went close range to it, shot the tree close range with the Colt 47, and it made a massive fucking hole in that. And full gas up, like I said. Put the full gas canister in. It's like a real gun. If you shoot someone at close range with that gun, you're dead. So, do not diss my Colt 47. Because it's so rapid and so electric. Colt 47, so small and so rapid, I shove it in my pocket like chewing gum. You hear in my crazy rap career about them references. It is a Sunday today. I fucking don't like Sundays really much. So I was an excuse to be lazy, but cannot be lazy any day, because you never know what's going to happen any day. While you're lazy, the next person might not be lazy. The next person might want to take advantage of your laziness. You do not know that. Anyway, the promotion is shypock.com, craigslist.com, and SFS for discounts. I'm selling good things at good prices. All the good games, even got PS4 games for sale. So, visit me there. I've got a good reputation. I post usually through PayPal payment, so be sure to visit me there. And if you do like my podcasts, which I'm going to try and do better, more entertaining, get some guests on and do more episodes of the doggy dog world and more effects to it and stuff like that. If I am in the process of thinking about doing a video for ZipZock, I got to get a few people together in this derelict warehouse in Delft. It's in this village. It got burnt down. It was a big massive warehouse, and last year it all got burnt down to the ground. I think some hobos must have slept in there. Got a massive warehouse, loads of graffiti around it. Got burnt down to the ground, but I'm trying to do a ZipZock video there, saying I burnt it to the ground, and then I'm going to have a lot of dead bodies laying around. I'm going to be ZipZocking around the place and doing crazy shit. So that's hopefully going to be my first video for a song that I did about 3 years ago, ZipZock, which you can listen to on YouTube. It's over Big L instrumental, and I apologise to Big L just as the song starts. It's off the Dodgy Odgy LP, first song off there, introduces me to the rap world, because my rapping is not like anyone else's. It's not gangster rap, it's not any rap, it's the style of the unknown, and I own that throne.